and the adoption of the committee report on the general laws, anti-money laundering, and combating terrorism, financing amendment bill, B18-2022. You are all welcome, honorable members, Treasury, FIC, and other entities of that report to National Treasury. You're all welcome, and the meeting is officially open. I've already apologized that I got delayed because I have a laborious parliamentary village. Are there other apologies, Alan Teboho Woodland?
No other apologies received, Chair.
Okay. The apologies, let's move to item two, clause by clause deliberations and consideration and
is it only me? I can't hear the chairperson properly.
Yeah, no, he seems to have a connection issue.
Committee report on the general law amendment bill. General laws. Do you have the... Check one, two. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you can hear me.
We lost you for a minute, but we hear you now.
There seems to be a challenge of network here at Bela Laboria. Check one, two. Where's the report here, Dr. Zakele? Have you emailed it to us?
No, Chairperson, I'd not emailed it, but I'm going to email it now. I'd hope that I will share it with you because it's still in a very much draft format. We only received the final inputs from National Treasury today. So... it was very limited time to finalize it.
Okay. While
I can email it in this draft format, but I was hoping I'll just put it on the screen and we go through it with the members after you continue close by. Yes.
You can flight it in the meantime. While you are flighting the report, let me get an explanation. I'm not sure who's leading the delegation, whether it's the DG in the platform. Treasury, give us an explanation as a parliament. Why does this bill not have a CS report? Number two, last week we agreed that we are going to send the secretariat, including the researcher, your response the latest Monday evening. You send it today and you expect us to go clause by clause. Why do you do that? Can we get an explanation? Why should it be an exception in all when what we're doing? You expect us now. We haven't received the report. We haven't done this before. In most cases, we receive a report a day before for members to go through the report and get a mandate, even from their political parties. If they get the report now, when are they going to consult their political principals that there's this issue or their chief whips and so on and so on? This is what we call an ambush, and it's unaccepted. And we've never done things like this before. We accepted that you brought the bill late, and we tried under difficult circumstances to try to create space to process this bill, which does not have a CS. And now, instead of sending the response last night, the response is sent today. No one has the report, and we have to consider it and adopt it today. I'm not sure whether that's going to be possible. Whosoever is leading the Treasury delegation, can you give us the explanation before we got into the report, please?
Uh,
Evening, Chair. This is Fugita Davidson from National Treasury. Chair, just if I could just start on the issue of the CS, and I must maybe preference what I'm about to say by saying we've certainly acknowledged just how flexible and accommodating you have been, Chair, and we apologize for the late submission of the documents this time round, Chair. As you would be aware, Chair, as late as this morning, Chair, we were still trying to engage with one or two stakeholders to make sure that everything that we can have something as close as possible to a consensus product as possible. It has been extremely difficult, Chair, just given the wide range of legislative areas this has covered. So I certainly take responsibility for that myself, Chair, and I apologize for the late submission. On the CS, Chair, which is as you'd be aware, is a cabinet process. We had received a confirmation or an exemption from cabinet for that aspect, Chair, and that really was just out of recognition of the massive time constraints we were under, and they, I guess, like you, Chair, have been incredibly accommodating, just given the complexity of the bill covering a number of departments and a number of committees. I would acknowledge, Chair, that is not an excuse for the late submission, but I hope, Chair, that at least provides some a little bit of a reason with not if not an excuse. But Chair, I will also just defer to the to Janine, who's coordinating the legislative elements to add a little bit on the nature of the engagement and the timing of the submission.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. And we certainly acknowledge the timeframes with the submission of the amendments. We had significant engagements with the Department of Social Development and in consideration of all of the submissions, particularly on the NPO amendment bill, the NPO amendments in the legislation to try to ensure that we develop proposals and have included provisions in our document that we circulated to the committee of proposed amendments for consideration that would try to ensure that we sought to address as many of the concerns particularly raised by the NPO sector as possible. And so we really had applied our mind and had quite a number of engagements, trying to ensure that the proposals we would submit to the committee would address the concerns and the issues raised in the submissions, which were very important. And we wanted to ensure that the legislative proposals would be very sound and would satisfy the committee and also, as far as reasonably possible, the stakeholder community. So that was one major area of effort that we took in relation to the proposed amendments. Another aspect that we really engaged on substantially was in relation to the submissions that were relating to the amendments to the Companies Act, in particular, those raised in relation to the implications for listed companies and requirements for providing information relating to beneficial ownership. And we certainly ended up having a number of engagements with stakeholders to try to develop appropriate proposals to include to the committee in this regard, as it is a bit of a complex area with different entities and different types of companies that are involved. And so to develop appropriate refinements, we really wanted to make sure that what we would propose would be workable and sound and would address in actual practice the concerns that were raised in the submissions. So that did take a fair bit of engagement, and we also needed to ensure, because it is amending the legislation under the auspices of the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition, and also that's administered by the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, we certainly understand needed to ensure that also what we would propose would be acceptable and that they would agree with those provisions. So those engagements ended up going until yesterday to really confirm the final proposals. We went through a number of iterations of proposals in that regard. So those are the primary areas that really took quite a bit of work and ended up resulting in taking quite a bit of time to develop the list of amendments that would be submitted to the committee, and we needed to also ensure that they were technically correct. We certainly understand the committee's concern, and you know the committee will certainly abide by the committee's assessment of how to proceed with the process. But we would certainly be willing to sort of go through the proposals that we submitted to the committee and explain them in detail so that the committee members can understand the proposed refinements and the specific concerns that they're seeking to address in relation to the submissions that have been made to the committee. And we hope that that would certainly assist the committee in its deliberations. So we would be very happy to do that for the committee. Thank you very much.
Thanks, but it is not acceptable, because really, I'm saying that this is an ambush. You know, honorable members who are here in the platform, they don't represent themselves. They represent political parties. And before they come to a meeting like this, this is a very, very critical bill. It's not like any other bill. Hence, it is called a general law amendment bill. It has got implications on a number of issues, let alone the five legislations that have to be amended. And if members come here, they don't have mandates from wherever they come from, they see the report for the first time. The thing that will not be for the first time will be clauses, but the report will be for the first time, and we adopt it today. Tomorrow, their political parties ask them questions. In regard to the issue of SEERs, I think I'm not sure whether we're processing the private members' bill of Honorable Bushbaum, of which bill, where members raised very sharply that why do we have to process a bill which does not have SEERs? And I think Parliament committed itself that it will try by all means to assist private members who are bringing bills to do a SEERs report. And it can't be acceptable that a big department like National Treasury cannot do a SEERs. I think what we must do, Mr. Davidson, give us a report. And if ever you say that a cabinet has exempted you, tell us as to when did you apply to cabinet for exemption? When was that exemption granted? We want to include it in the report. Because how are we going to take a report to Parliament and the report does not have a SEERs, and you expect the Parliament to adopt that report with the amendment? It's going to be something a bit unique. We understand the circumstances under which we are working, but it can't be that when we process FATF issues, we have to violate the procedures of the Republic. It can't be. Procedures of Parliament have to be respected, and it's not just a way of ticking the box, but it's a legislative requirement that a bill should have a SEERs report. This bill or this matter of FATF was with cabinet from 2017. What was the reason for all these years not to have conducted a CS report? It can't. So we'll just adopt the report, but we don't understand what is its socio-economic impact. And now, yeah, we must accept, look at the report, which the team from our committee received this morning, and then we have to adopt it there and there. If time permits, we're going to postpone this meeting for a day or two and make sure that there is a thorough processing, because if it's just going to be the issue of us, we just adopt the report because there's pressure that today, tonight, you must adopt it, it won't be something meaningful. It will just be a matter of compliance, but there will be no meaningful participation by honorable members, because members need a full night or a full day to go through the report and come here and deal with the issues which are in the report, and including the clauses. They go through them with their legal advisors to make sure that our inputs are meaningful, because from here, it's no longer a Treasury report. It's going to be a committee report that will be taken to Parliament. Then the committee is asked by the Speaker, your report does not have the CS report. You have members from political parties are complaining that you ambush them. You call them to a meeting and you present the report there and there, and you wanted them to adopt it. What kind of a processing of a bill is that? I will have got no leg to stand on as a chairperson of this committee, because I have got the responsibility to report to the Speaker that things are done properly. So because political parties which are here in the platform can't threaten us with taking us to the Constitutional Court, so fine, let them understand. Remember last time we had to postpone or get another time frame for stakeholders to be given enough time to make inputs. Others, you remember on the first round, they would say, we'll take you to Constitutional Court. But do we want members to also do the same so that we take them serious? No. We must take them serious because they have got constituencies where they report to. This is unprecedented. I've been in the legislative sector from 1994. We have never done things in this manner. And we can't be put under pressure, cook, because we have got a FATF deadlines. Then the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa should not do things as it is required by the rules of Parliament. It's going to be problematic. Somebody will challenge us tomorrow, and the whole thing is going to fall flat. We might try to be moving with speed, but at the end, if it is challenged, you will find that there are loopholes that the whole bill then is reversed by the very same Constitutional Court that we are trying to avoid. So really, it's not right in the manner that we are processing this matter. Before I proceed, I see Honorable George is raising their hand. Dr. George?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just hold on a second, please. I was just fixing my background. Chairperson, I completely agree with what you've said regarding the process. This delay is not of our making. Treasury's had this report for a very long time. FATF made a report a long time ago, and it has been very much delayed. We must follow due process properly. I certainly feel very uncomfortable with having to look at reports that just appear today, now, in front of the committee. I don't think that's right. I completely support your sentiment, Chairperson, that due process must be followed and that we must be able to consider these reports carefully and then come with considered views to the committee. So I do not believe that this is regular. I've also been around for a long time, since 2008, on this committee most of the time. And frankly, this is not how bills should be processed, because we are not supposed to be doing work in a sloppy manner. And this is very much so that. So I share your sentiments, Chairperson, that this is not acceptable and that a proper and robust process needs to be followed so that the people who we represent are satisfied that we have in fact done our job properly as is required by the Constitution of South Africa. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. George. Alan, I'm not sure if Advocate Frank is also on the platform. When are we supposed to table this report to Parliament? Because I'm very much uncomfortable that I've never done this thing before, that a report just get presented and members have to accept there without getting mandates from their parties and their government. Alan,
yes, Chair. I was contacted this morning to find out when the committee aims to finalize the bill. I told him that it was today or this evening, so that was then going to be taken to the NA Programming Committee. I think they're sitting Thursday morning, and they will then schedule this on the in the House. So as far as I know, it's not been scheduled in the House. I certainly haven't seen it on the parliamentary program. I'm not sure if Frank knows any other than what I know.
Chairperson Frank Jenkins here. Good evening, honourable members. Good evening, Chair and colleagues. I'm not aware of this being scheduled in the House here, Chair. I don't know more than Alan on this matter. Thank you.
Before I make a recommendation, any comment from Dr. George has commented? Is there any comment from other members? Because really, I've got issues in the manner that we're doing things now. Honorable Abraham, I see Honorable Vessels, Akbara Vessels, and then Dr. Klopper.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with you and also with Dr. George on this matter. I really think this is irregular. And I think we should reconsider. We can't consider this report at this stage. If we only by see we received it just now, I think it's very irregular, and it's actually upsetting the whole process and causing more harm to a process that we should be giving more attention to, and we shouldn't rush things. We are rushed because of the deadlines, but we can't do things in this manner. So I totally agree with you and with Dr. George.
Thanks, Akbar Vessels. Then I will summarize.
Okay, Chair. No. I don't know if you called my name. Did you call my name, Chair? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Chair, and good evening to everyone. Yeah, no, Chair, I agree with you. As much as we acknowledge the fact that this report is urgent and all that, however, we should also make sure that we do things the right way. We can't float the process and just run while we're doing wrong things. As much as we are running against the deadline to make sure that the report gets served in the National Assembly within the prescribed time, but we must make sure that we do correct things. So I don't think we are in a position to consider this report, especially because we don't even have it. We've not even looked at it. We'll be seeing it for the first time when it is being flighted here. So I don't know, can't we perhaps consider it maybe on Thursday evening, maybe after the plenary on Thursday, I don't know, because maybe if we are able to do that on Thursday evening, then it can be submitted on Friday to the responsible, to the programming or whatever team responsible for making sure that the reports get programmed in the NA program. But for today, I don't think we are in a position to consider it if we are to do justice to this particular bill. Thank you very much, Chair.
Sir Togo Zamponisha's concern. Honorable Abram.
Yes, thanks, Chair. Chair, for me, as much as the issue of time is of the essence, but we should also bear in mind that we are also working in an environment that is highly legislated and regulated. So I think it cannot be that, because sometimes it happens that because we were pressed by time, we make decisions and miss out on very important and critical issues that otherwise could have had our attention had we had enough or sufficient time to look at them. So as much as I am sympathetic towards the issue of time, I agree with you, Chairperson, and other members that the way it has been done so far, it is not professional, it is not fair on the members, and it doesn't allow the values that should pertain in each and every political party, where you are supposed to be consulting with your political party so that you carry the mandate of your party, because at the end of the day, it's not even about us that we are here. It's about the parties that we represent, as well as the people that have put those parties here. So for me, Chair, the issue of ensuring rather that we take a step back and do the right thing will help us in the long run. I thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Abraham. Alan, Advocate Jenkins, please draft a letter for me to the minister to ask the minister, why does this bill come without SEERs? He knows very well the importance of SEERs. He must put it in writing himself. We don't want the committee to go and speak for Treasury in Parliament. He must put it in writing why the bill does not have SEERs. And we'll put it in the report that this bill does not have SEERs because of these reasons that are given by the minister. Because the bill has been tabled by minister. It was not tabled by Vukile and Janine. I think we must understand that this is the minister's bill. So send me a draft letter that we must send to the minister tonight or the first thing tomorrow morning. The issue of SEERs is very important because the other time when private members brought the bills, we said, no, these bills do not have SEERs and all that. Remember, even private members' bills have to comply like any other bill that comes from cabinet. Tomorrow, when private members bring a bill to parliament, then we reject the bill on the basis that it does not have SEERs. What leg are we going to stand on? Because today, here we are, we have got a bill that comes from the minister without SEERs. If there has to be that exemption, there must be explanation why an exemption in this regard. When business has got lots of interest, when the social sector, the NPOs, have got lots of interest, and we don't deal with the social and the economic impact of that bill when those sectors have raised very serious issues. So let's write a letter to the minister for him to speak for himself and say, We didn't go through that, and we got an exemption from cabinet and give explanation why cabinet gave that exemption after this bill has been with cabinet for such a long time. Whereas I think whether it's a DTI or it's public service and or it's monitoring and evaluation should have done its work in time before they brought the bill there. So let's do that in regard to CS. Let's postpone the meeting tonight and meet again. Honorable Skosana is proposing that we meet on Thursday evening. How is the schedule like if we take it to Thursday evening, Alan? Because tomorrow already we have got other business.
Chair, I'm just opening the parliamentary program quickly. If you just give me a second.
Okay.
I just need to search.
How long do questions to the president take? Because they've got an appetite, members now, to ask the president questions. In case
It means we'll finish at 6, usually. If the president comes, he started what time? He started 2. Is he not allocated 3 hours?
Yeah, I think it's 3 hours, Chair.
Yes, Chair, we'll finish at 5 o'clock.
We'll finish at 5.
Okay, yeah. Chair, I've got the program open here. Thursday is 2. Yes, it's questions to president. It's 1400 hours to plus minus 1700 hours. So yeah, it's 5 o'clock.
Okay, so we can meet at 18 hours. It will allow members to drive and take a bus for, sometimes the bus will leave the parliament after 5. It takes almost 30 minutes or so to villages, but especially those who stay in Pelican. Pelican is quite very far from parliament. So it's 6 o'clock, okay, members?
Chairperson?
Yes, Mrolo?
Thank you very much, and good evening to colleagues in the platform. I just wanted to find out, Chair, whether we would have received, or are we laboring under the assumption that we would have received a report from the minister or a response from the minister by Thursday, because that report will go a long way in how we finalize these processes.
Yes, in the letter that I'm going to write, I'll explain to him that members expect him to give us the response for a Thursday meeting that is going to take place at 18 hours. So our letter to him will have time frames so that when we come back on Thursday evening, we'll have an explanation from the minister. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. Thanks for reminding us, Honorable Mdolong. So we are saying Thursday, 18 hours. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Chair. We're saying 18 hours on Thursday.
Okay. That's the case. It means we'll meet again tomorrow to process the fiscal framework. Let's adjourn this meeting until tomorrow, of course, on the fiscal framework, but on processing this bill, we'll meet again on Thursday, 18 hours. Thanks very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.